here. Time for our local hero report with Phil Corman, the executive director for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. And our local hero this week is Steve Smith, the owner and manager of the Williamsburg Market, a fixture right in the heart of Bergie. Steve, when the Duquettes, who owned the market for 29 years, retired, they had this huge standing room only crowd that came out to express support for new owners to continue operating as a local food store. That must have made your heart feel pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it did. I became aware in April of last year that they were trying to sell the market. When I heard that there was such a strong, you know, show of support from the community, I was very gratified because all of us who live out here would have been bereft had the market not continued. I have to say, I had almost no idea that it would involve me. When I heard about it, I said to myself, well, that sounds fun. But then I thought, oh, well, you know, there's probably a lot of reasons why it's not fun. I kind of put it out of my mind.
What's your background that led you to this?
I'm a mechanical engineer by training, and I've been working designing equipment and products as well as the last 10 years or so working with companies that make specialty plastic films. So this may seem like a departure. My father had his own small business, and I worked there. And the idea of being able to move to a much smaller store, it's very close to home. I live right here in Williamsburg. It's actually very appealing for me. I had some industrial level experience with the food chain, but this was a big switch and a welcome switch to get more local.
On a day-to-day basis, week-to-week basis, what are the different details you juggle in your ownership management of the store versus the past?
I'm in my mid-50s now, so as I work on the last chapters of my career, I find that I'm really a generalist, and that does go back to my roots and my family's roots and watching my father manage a small business. So, you know, I have to be involved every day in details that range from employees' concerns and hiring and is the kale wilted in the produce case? I really do feel like I'm a generalist, and it suits me well. It's much more pleasant to solve 100 small problems a day than 2 gigantic problems a day.
Speaking of employees, you've got a couple of people to go way, way back, right?
We do, yeah. So our cook has been with the store for 29 years. We were so fortunate. We essentially bought the assets of the store, and we hired everyone, and they all came over to me and my husband, Sean. Everyone at the store already knows what to do. They're a great team. They work really well together, and they all stayed. Our manager, Matt Wagner, has been there for 15 years.
Curious why you timed buying and owning the store 8 days before the governor declared an emergency because of the pandemic.
Well, yeah, when I looked into my crystal ball and I saw the pandemic coming, I said, well, this will be perfect. Yeah, it was a very strange coincidence of timing. We were working on this purchase in earnest starting in, I think, October, but things always take a little longer than you think. The closing on purchasing the store was March 12th, I believe. It was just a few days later that a lot of the sudden changes from COVID this spring came down, and the store was suddenly incredibly busy. So what a strange coincidence. There's been a lot more from our customers since COVID, and that's given us a chance to kind of really show our chops, and we couldn't have done it without the team remaining in place. It's been good.
Speaking of chops, they say that your meats, Steve, in the deli department, they say that both of those are legendary. You've got butchers on staff. People rave about some of the cuts there.
That's nice to hear. Our head of the department is named Steve Butcher. His last name is Butcher, so it could be more appropriate than that.
You know your vocation pretty early on, right?
Curious, like, what is local that you now have in the store? Here we are at the, you know, end of August.
I need to give a ton of credit to the Duquettes who owned the store before. I was able to kind of walk into some existing relationships with local farmers and suppliers. So sort of when you walk into the store, there's a big table where we feature the best of the best. Peaches and nectarines from E&J Scott Orchards. Sweet corn from Carl Swazlowski's farm, Open Palm Farm and Four Corners Farm. We have salad mixes and kale, local tomatoes, local cucumbers. Those are the things that really say, you know, local end of summer, completely in-season fruits and vegetables that are ripe and ready.
You've got a delivery service and you've got curbside pickup as well. How do people access those services, Steve?
There were many people who were concerned about going out in public, and we wanted to make sure we could serve them. It's a very simple thing. If you go to our website, which is williamsburgmarket.com, and you just list what you want, one of our staff will call you and go through the list and say, okay, well, we don't have that flavor, but we do have this. this and highly personalized. It's actually the local Lions Club who does the delivering. So there's no charge for either of these services. Watch for a continued freshening of the store. We will absolutely be increasing the local products. I love being able to explain to a customer that, you know, here's the corn. It was just delivered this morning. I saw the farmer who brought it in. I think that's hugely important.
This has been our Local Hero Report. Phil Corman has been with us, the executive director for CESA, and our local hero this week, Steve Smith, the owner and manager of the Williamsburg Market in the heart of Bergie. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Bob.
BuyLocalFood.org.